Chapter 11. How the scout ship had managed to slip inside the blockade, Head of State Jagged Fell could not imagine. He had 1,000 Sinar Sentinel picket boats watching all approaches to the planet Exodo 2. He had 6 Star Destroyer task forces crowded into an area of space barely 1,000 kilometers in diameter. He had 100 turbo laser crews pouring fire into the cluster of sunlit megaliths that had once been Exodo 2's moon, Borleo. And he had 3 sensor crews monitoring every cubic meter between the target zone and the cordon perimeter. And yet, there it was, on the bridge display. The golden sliver of a KDY Star Ranger, slipping into a dark chasm between a trio of kilometer-long moon fragments. The most likely explanation for the infiltration was also the most alarming, that someone had deliberately allowed the craft through. His siege of Ex-Galactic Alliance Chief of State and would-be Imperial Head of State Natasi Dalla was about to enter its second month, and Jag was acutely aware that his power was hanging by a thread. Every Moff in the Empire was mobilizing his private fleet, and there had already been several border clashes as old enemies took advantage of Jag's distraction to make star grabs. His spies reported that the Moffs who were not attacking one another were as likely to join the fight against him as to support him against Dalla. The Imperial Navy itself could not be trusted either. In fact, Jag had been forced to dispatch entire fleets to the most remote corners of the Empire for fear that their officers would side with Lesserson or Vanson rather than Jag, the legitimate head of state. And now, someone in the home fleet was letting blockade runners slip through the cordon. He had no doubt that they were messengers, carrying offers of support that Dalla and Lesserson would eagerly accept, no matter what they had to promise in return. If Jag did not end this insurrection soon, he was going to have a civil war on his hands. Perhaps he would have something even worse, with the Empire collapsing into anarchy and the Moffs turning on one another. As Jag pondered the difficulties of keeping the Empire together, 12 turbolaser beams flashed across the bridge display, targeting the Star Ranger as it entered Borleo's debris field. Stone sprayed everywhere, then the screen went white with luminous overload, and the image of the Star Ranger vanished before it grew obvious whether the little scout ship had been destroyed. Jag waited, staring at the screen. When it did not clear after a couple of seconds, he turned to the task force commander, Admiral Vitor Rej, and cocked an expectant brow.
"I'll have a report for you as soon as possible, Head of State."
Rej, a tall, hook-nosed man with dark hair and piercing blue eyes, shot a glance toward his aide, who started across the bridge to relay the inquiry to the Bloodfin's captain. It was a frustratingly slow way to get a simple answer, but in the military, chain of command was all.
"Thank you, Admiral Rej."
Jag was fairly certain that the Admiral remained loyal to the Empire's legitimate head of state. But Rej's mentor had been Galad Pellion himself, and it was impossible not to wonder what kind of effect the friendship between Pellion and Dalla was having on the Admiral's judgment.
"And you might ask for a tracking report. Whatever the Star Ranger's fate, I'd be very interested to know how it slipped through our blockade."
"As would I, Head of State," Rej said. "At the moment, all I can think of is that the craft has been outfitted with stealth technology."
"Sorry, Admiral. I only wish that was it," said Tahiri Vela.
Standing at Jag's shoulder on the side opposite Rej, she was unarmed and wearing bright red confinement bracelets around both wrists. Though Jag had every confidence that Tahiri intended to honor her promise to stand trial for murder, the brig gear was an overt statement of her status as an Imperial prisoner. And her idea. It had been aboard this very ship that she had killed Galad Pellion. So Tahiri had offered to wear the restraints as a concession to the feelings of Vitor Rej and the many others who had loved Pellion as a father. Thus far, the strategy seemed to be working. There were plenty of sour looks and muttered insults, but the crew seemed to accept that she was merely on parole until a proper trial could be organized.